You're listening to episode 310 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast.
Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of She's Building Her Empire. Today, I'm really excited because I'm going to be sharing something I recently did on Facebook Live. I did a three-part video series and I made sure that I knew it was going to be good. So I recorded it at the same time in my platform, like my software where I normally record all my podcasts, just so you guys could take a listen. If you already saw the Facebook Live, listen to it again because there are some things that are going to pop up this time that maybe didn't last time. All right. So stay tuned. You've got three amazing little episodes coming your way. Now, we're kicking off today with three lies that are keeping you stuck in your business. Okay. These are three lies that I hear people tell me time and time again. I mean, several times per week, I hear them. But the problem is they don't think they're lies. And in fact, they believe them to be completely true, all right? And the thing that you have to be really, really worried about is when you believe something, just like with all of your mind, all of your heart, like everything in you is telling you that this is true, it's going to be hard to break through them, right? It's going to be absolutely impossible to break through them, all right? So I'm gonna ask you a couple questions just to get you thinking, just to get you deciding, is this gonna be the series for me, okay? So, do you know where your next 10 clients are coming from? Okay. Out of all of the places that you could be getting clients from, word of mouth, from Google, right? From Facebook, from a referral, like all the places that you're talking about yourself or you're promoing yourself, right? Maybe you're doing some mailers or things like that. Do you know exactly where those next 10 people are going to come from? Okay. The next question I want to ask you is, in how many days, weeks, or months will it take you to get 10 new clients? Okay, these are all questions I want you to go, well, I mean, I know I'm gonna get 10 more clients, but I'm not exactly sure when those new 10 clients will happen, right? Like maybe one will be this week, maybe it won't, right? Okay, so these are all questions I want you to think about. Now, another question that I hope you know the answer to, but some of you I know won't, is where do the last 10 come from? Some of you might not even be thinking to say, how did you hear about us? What made you sign up today, right? Like these are things that you might not be doing. And I'm just trying to get the wheels spinning here to go, do we have some work to do, okay? So if I gave you a business growth strategy that I said, listen, this is going to explode your business and all you need to do is give yourself an hour a day on this specific growth strategy and it's guaranteed it's gonna work, okay? How many of you would say to yourself, I'm not sure I have the time, or no, I don't, I know I don't have the time, right? Like you're just completely sold on it, okay? Now, some of you might think I'm completely maxed out, right? There's just no way that I could even add anything on to my plate, all right? There's some of you thinking that, all right? Now, if you agree with that, just again, let this sit for a minute. I know that you want a business you love, but somehow it feels like you've created a job for yourself, right? Sometimes you might be thinking, why am I even doing this? I could be making more money at my corporate job, or I could be having more time where, you know, wherever it is that you're thinking. All right. So I want you just to be thinking about that. Now, how many moms do I have watching right now or listening? Let me know. How many moms? And I know I have a lot of moms that follow me naturally because I'm a mom. I've got two little girls. I get a lot of moms that follow because they want to know, how do I do it all, right? So let's just think about this. If you're a mom, let's talk about having a baby, okay? Now, having a baby, you know there's going to be very little sleep involved. It's going to be costly. It's going to be expensive. So you probably in the beginning, you don't know what you're doing, right? It feels super hard. Like 6 weeks in, I remember Kent and I can literally remember sitting on this couch in our old house. We were sitting down and we looked at each other. Tanner was 6 weeks old and we looked at each other and we were like, maybe we weren't ready to have a baby yet. Like, I'm not totally positive this was a good idea, right? We had that thought, you guys. I'm embarrassed to say it, but we had that thought. We're like, this might not have been the best time to have a baby. We maybe were not totally ready, okay? So it feels really, really hard. Now, our kids are now 3.5 and just turned 6. There are no more diapers. They are much more sufficient. They can go play by themselves for a little while without me having to like be sitting there on their beck and call, like, what's going on? Are they okay, right? They can play together pretty well. They could go outside in the backyard. Like, there are things they can do now that they couldn't do 3 or 6 years ago, okay? So that brings me to lie number one, which will be things will get easier, okay? So lie number one in your business, things will get easier. You're like, whoa, what is she saying? Okay, here's the thing, you guys. So it only gets easier when you put in the work in the beginning, right? And I don't want to say like raising kids is going to get easier, because I'm not into the high school stage yet. I'm not into the girl teen stage. Trust me, I have a teen niece and I have a studio with lots of teen girls. I get that. I understand that is going to be a whole nother road that I have not walked down yet. So it would be silly for me to think life will be easier when they get older. But for some reason, we have this business that we treat, right? It's really just like a baby. In the beginning of your business, you're not sleeping. You're working like crazy. It's very expensive. Like, it needs a lot of your time. But we think in our business, it'll get easier, right? I'll do it later when it's easier. I'll implement this later. I'll pay myself later. When it gets easier, I'll start working out again. I'll start taking care of my health again, right? When it gets easier. But the biggest problem is, you guys, if you aren't taking care of your baby, right? If I'm not teaching them how to play nice by themselves without hitting and biting and all of that, if I'm not teaching them what to do if a stranger approaches them, or if I'm not showing them how to make good choices when they go into the pantry, right? If I'm not doing that, it's not going to be easier when they're adults, okay? So in a business, I don't want you thinking you'll do that later, right? I'll do that later when it's easier. Because what happens is, the more successful you get, the more money you bring in, the more money you spend, the bigger problems that come up, right? We deal with much bigger problems and much bigger failures the bigger we get. So I don't want you thinking my business is going to get easier. Your business will get easier when you do things in the beginning, in the foundational years of your business. Completely. Your business will change. Your children will change. You don't know what's to come, okay? So that is one of the biggest lies holding you back, is you think I'll do it later when it's easier, okay? Now, in business, the biggest problem I see is women are creating businesses that need them, okay? You aren't running a business. You are creating a job that is like this beast, this monster that you have to do, like a job you can shut off, right? But you have like the worst of both worlds. You have this job, it's treating you like a job, but you have to be the person who's the owner, who has to do everything and be everything and not pay themselves and all of that, right? But I really, really want you to understand that we have a lot of things that we have to work on. And the sad truth is, a lot of businesses that I work with, when they come to me, they'll say things like, well, if I don't work, right, the results will go down. If I don't do this, less will happen. I had somebody recently say, when I go on maternity leave, I'll have to reimburse people. I'll have to stop their auto pay, right? And these are things where I'm going, this is not a business. Like, this is not a sustainable business, okay? So I want you to believe me when I say this. You can have a profitable, successful business, self-run, well-oiled machine business, I promise you, without being a horrible mom, a horrible wife, exhausted, right? Like, so many people work so hard all day. By the time the kids come home, or dad, like husband comes home, there's nothing left to give, right? Like, there is nothing left. You just are drained like that. It's just stripped from you. And I don't blame you. You are working your butt off, okay? People always think when I say like, you can do it all, you really can, they just don't believe me. They literally think I am lying. I just was interviewed right before here on, if you know who Natalie Jill Fit is, she interviewed me on her podcast and she said, okay, I want you to tell me your schedule. But don't like tell me the schedule you tell people you do. Tell me your real schedule. Like, what do you actually do? Because I think that is this big perception, is we're just acting. Like, we're playing the part, but it's not really true. People will say things like, how much do you actually sleep, right? Like, How many hours do you actually work in a day? How much time are you spending with your family? Okay. I can just feel the skepticism that there is no way this is working. There is no way this is possible. Okay. So I understand that you are probably working like crazy all hours of the day. You can't go to sleep at night because you're thinking about it in the middle of the night. You're maybe making money. Like, I know people that are bringing in tens of thousands of dollars a month. They're businesses, but that doesn't mean they are, right? Like, they are still financially struggling. They are still not paying themselves. Things can look really good on the outside, but then on the inside, there's a lot of problems, okay? So I know how bad that, like, just absolutely stinks. I know how painful that is because I used to be that girl, you guys. I know this because this was my life. And I will tell you the story. I will never forget this, but I picture this. I'm in my wedding dress on my wedding day, okay? And the phone rings, and I don't think twice but to answer it and enroll somebody and take their credit card. And I'm like writing it on a sheet of paper, like, yeah, no problem. Like, I'm sitting at a computer. But if the person on the other end of that phone only knew she was talking to a crazy person in her wedding dress, she would have felt horrible for me too, right? I mean, the fact that I did that, but it was because I was everything in my business. I was the cleaner. I was the receptionist. I was the dance teacher. Like, I was the technician. I was the marketer. I was everything, and I didn't want to miss a phone call, okay? That was me. Now, the only reason that I am sharing that is because I need you to know it always hasn't been easy, right? I have had to do things that I didn't want to do to get me to where I am now, right? The second, is life easy? Is business just so easy? No, there's different challenges, but trust me, it is nowhere near as hard as it was back in the day, because I've set up systems, I have a team, I have done the work to get me here. Do I know people that have been in business just as long as me that are not in the same place as me? 100%, because it's not a guarantee that business will get easier, okay? So the question is, how long is this sustainable? How long can I be the crazy girl in my wedding dress, answering every phone call, every email, doing all the dance classes, all of that, right? Because you can sustain it for a little while, right? You might be able to sustain it for a long while. Everyone is different. I can't tell you that this is how long I did it, so this is how long you're going to need to do it. We're all very, very different, okay? But to be clear, I do believe you can have a business and still have a life. I absolutely believe it's possible, okay? Now, I just got this application to come through for one of our programs called the Profit Mastermind. And as I'm reading this application, it's like taking me right back to where I was. And this person was explaining, I've got a full-time job. I'm working my business on the side. We're bringing in a ton of money. It looks great. We're drowning, right? Like, there is no time. I have no energy left in me. Like, there is just nothing else. And I've been doing this for so long that I'm starting to realize it's not getting easier, right? I'm starting to realize that this pattern is not stopping. And that's actually a really big self-awareness that this person had, because a lot of people just keep telling themselves, it's going to get easier. Keep doing this. Keep going. But when you know this has been a pattern for way too long, all of a sudden you're going to be doing these same patterns 5 years in, 10 years in, 20, 30, 40 years in, right? So we've got to be very, very, very careful. And if that is you still, I want to jump like through my phone and just hug you to tell you you're going to get there. Like, we've got systems and strategies and things to teach you. We will get you there. I promise you, you are not broken. Your business is not broken. We are going to help you get to where you need to be, all right? I really think that anybody can do this if they are ready and willing to first break through these three lies, okay? We've only gotten through one. I thought this was going to be short, but clearly it's not. We've got two more. But I want you to know, you guys, you see me. I show a lot on Instagram. I show a lot on Facebook. And you see my kids. You see us doing things. We're leaving for spring break next week. Like, I want you to really, truly understand, I sleep 8 hours every single night. I work 9 to 3 Monday through Friday. I'm not working in the evenings. I'm not working on the weekends. I really feel like I've got a lot going on, but I'm able to set these boundaries in place. And I want you to know I can help you do that too. So here's the thing. We forget so easily why we were actually doing what we're doing in the first place, right? So I don't want to brag about how much money we're grossing or what we're bringing in. I want to brag honestly, about the freedom and flexibility I have. The way that I can just say, hey, we're planning right now a trip to Barcelona where we're taking anywhere from 10 to 14 days away, where I will not bring my computer with me. I will completely check out of my business while I am gone. Like, those are the things I want to brag about. I don't care about fancy cars and private jets and a chef and like all the things that you see people talk about on social media. I just want to have like a normal life and a nice house and a nice education for the kids and saving up for their college and all those types of things. So I just like normal everyday mom things. Like, that's what I'm trying to do here. Okay. So what I want you to kind of work through is that lie of it only gets easier. Now I'm going to jump to the next one because I could clearly keep talking about lie number one and we've got two more to cruise through. So lie number two is I don't have the time. Now, I'm not going to say my friend's name, but I just got off the phone with one of my friends who told me she was trying to do this intermittent fasting like I'm doing. And she said, I'm copying your schedule, but it's not working for me on the days that I wake up at 3:30. And I had to be like, wait a minute, you wake up at 3:30 in the morning? I'm very confused. Like, what is going on? I don't even know anybody that wakes up that early. And she said, well, yeah. So the problem is, my kids have different school schedules and I only can work this much in my business every week. And there's just no way that would be enough. It was like maybe less than 20 hours. And she knows, like, I really want to grow this. So she said, I wake up on certain days at 3:30 and I work from 3:30 and 6:30 until the kids wake up so that I can add in 12 more hours a week to my business. Okay, you guys, you're telling me you don't have time. Yet I am talking to this girl who is waking up at 3:30 in the morning to squeeze in a few extra hours in her business, okay? Blew my mind, absolutely blew my mind. Not really because I know her, but I was still like, wow, okay? So I will tell you, this past Friday, I volunteered at Tanner's kindergarten class in the morning, all morning long, and then in the afternoon, I kept Tegan home the rest of the day. So I took an entire day off of Friday. I'm not like trying to catch up for Friday. I don't feel behind on Friday. I don't have a million emails that I'm like, oh no, I took off Friday, so now I'm having this problem. And a lot of people do. They take off one day or one vacation or one whatever, they're sick, and they feel like they can't catch up, okay? We have got to get you there. Now, again, I don't have time. So this morning, I have a very busy day today. I mean, I'm like, I got something every single hour. I'm pretty maxed out. So what happens is, my team's on the phone, they can verify this. I'm on the team call that we have at 9:30 every Monday, and I get a call and I see it's the kindergarten teacher. So I was like, oh great, I never interrupt my team meeting, but I could see what's happening. I'm like, listen team, this is not good, I gotta pause this. So I get a call and it's Tanner's school, and Tanner's teeth hurt and she's crying and she wants to come home. I'm like, and she said, I never heard the teeth hurting thing, but I'm not totally positive. So I call my husband who happens to be off, but he's not answering his phone and my kid is crying. And I don't have time to go pick her up, but I made the time. I decided I have to choose a priority here, and I picked whatever it was I was going to do that hour, and instead, I went and I picked up my child, okay? That's a really easy choice for some of you to make, but sometimes in your business, you have choices just like that. You just can't see they're like that, and you constantly choose to pick the easier option versus the one you should be picking, the true priority, okay? And that is really, really, really difficult. Now, I gotta tell you a funny story, even though I'm running out of time. I go to pick up Tanner, I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, completely sobbing. She shows me her bottom tooth and she's like, my tooth is wiggling. You guys, first time she's losing a tooth. She's never lost a tooth before. It's the unknown. Like, she has no idea what is going on. In her mouth, she bit into something, her tooth is moving, and she's like, I think it's coming out. I don't know what's happening. So she's like devastated, right? It's the same thing in business. We go into this thing we've never done, and we're going, I don't know what to do now. Like, this has never happened. Is this normal? Should this be happening? And the second I talked to her about, like, this is normal. Has anybody else done this in school? Oh, two other kids have. Okay. And all of a sudden, it was like we calmed her down, right? We're doing this in our business all the time. Let me just get back to my original, I don't have the time, okay? I really read this really interesting book called, it's a parenting book. I cannot think of which one it is. It's basically like a minimalism book for parenting. And in the book, he talked about like the word priority is from this Latin word, which actually, like, we always say our top priorities, but it's interesting because the original word was just priority. Like, as in one thing, it was priority. And somehow in the English language, we've changed it into priorities. And there's like 10 priorities every single day. And we're overwhelming ourselves, right? You get what you tolerate, you guys. If you have a busy schedule, if your kids are like, you're running your kids around everywhere, if you have a million appointments or calls or anything on your calendar that you just don't like, you did it to yourself. You are allowing it to happen. You are tolerating it, right? We have got to fix this. We have to make the time and put the right things on the calendar. Now, again, tomorrow I'm going to show you how to actually take action with this, but I need you to start believing it's possible. I need you to start believing that this isn't everybody else's fault, right? If you're having problems in your business, it's not because of something somebody else did. It's because of things you're allowing yourself to do. And it's not, I don't want to blame it on you and say it's your fault, because look, Tanner, it's not her fault. She's freaking out about her loose tooth. She didn't know. Like, this was a thing she hasn't gone through yet. And maybe you just haven't gone through whatever it is you're going through right now, and it's scaring you. You're not sure what to expect or what's going to happen, or is this normal, or should this be happening, or all these crazy stories going through your head, right? So I really, really want you to understand we have to be thinking about making the time, making it be a priority. And maybe we just don't even know what the priority actually is. Okay. So again, tomorrow we're going to get you covered on that. Now, lie number three, I don't have the money. Now, this is a sentence. I don't have money to dot, dot, dot. Let's fill in the blank here. Okay. Hire help. Give me examples of what you want money for, but you just don't have it. Throw it in the chat if you're on Facebook. I don't have money to hire help. I don't have money to invest in the necessary tools. I don't have money to invest back into my business. I don't have money to pay myself, right? These are all things that I hear people say, I wish I could. Ugh, if I could have somebody come clean my house. Ugh, if I could have somebody do this, how nice it must be, or how this it must be. Okay, so we just talked about priorities, right? We have to talk about sacrifice a little bit, because a lot of people skip this, okay? Sacrifice. I've never not paid my employees. Like, I've never been like, hey, you guys, there's not enough money, and we're just going to skip payroll this week. So maybe next time, you know, I hope next time it's better, right? Yeah. So, okay. Now, that just sounds like a silly conversation. Okay. However, how many of you have that conversation with yourself all the time, right? You're like, Stacey, so there's no money in the bank account, and it looks like we're just going to skip payroll this week, but don't worry. I bet in 2 weeks, money will be coming in again, and we're going to pay you next time, okay? So don't worry. It's coming. No, you have that with yourself. You do, whether you think you do or not. If you're not paying yourself, you have that conversation all the time. But I hope you would never have that conversation with your employees. Like, my employees know you work for me, you're getting paid. Like, we're not going to skip your payroll, right? But for some reason, we do that. For some reason, we treat ourselves nowhere near as we treat our employees or our team, right? And unfortunately, sometimes maybe they don't feel like that, or they don't realize that. And again, that's on us, right? That's us allowing them to do that, or not educating them on that. But you have to understand that with the sacrifice of, I'm going to sacrifice myself and always me, 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 that can really come to hurt you. So I am a big believer in profit first. Like, I love the idea of making sure you're one of the priorities in your business, right? That you are the priority in your business. You are doing it for you and your family and everything else, okay? So I really, really want you to be thinking about that. Now, with the people forgetting to pay themselves, not forgetting, we're not forgetting. There's just no money, right? Here's what I want you to understand. So let's go back to your baby. Your business is like a baby, okay? So your baby's here, it's into the world. You're gonna feed it. You're gonna make sure it naps. You're going to maybe read some books because you don't know what you're doing, and maybe you're taking classes. Like, you're doing all the things, right? Now, here is the thing. You are taking care of this baby so that one day it can take care of itself and eventually maybe even take care of you. Do you see that? That's the same thing with your business. You're going to take care of your business, and you're going to take care of it a lot more in the beginning. And then later, like right now, I feel like my studios are in a place where they're the grown-up. They're high schoolers, I'll say that. It's actually 16 years old, so legit, they're in high school. They're doing well. It's not like I'm completely empty nester. I'm still in there. I'm still doing stuff. But maybe one day I'll be an empty nester where I'm maybe just an investor or something. But the nice thing is that business will one day take care of me when I have done everything I can to take care of it. I have been there through hard times. I have been there when it needed me, right? Like I have been there as the mother to nurture that baby. But people come to me and they say things like, man, I've been doing this for 6 weeks and I haven't noticed anything. I'm not getting any clients. Or I've been going live like every week for 6 months and I haven't like felt gotten any customers. Or I've been working in this business for a year and I'm sticking so much money into it, but I'm still not seeing any money coming back. Okay. When you say things like 6 weeks, 6 months, 3 years, right? I'm still looking at you like you've got a baby and you're just expecting that baby to feed itself and take care of itself and change its own diapers. And it's a baby. It's not going to yet. So when you say things like, I don't have the money to invest in my business, right? Or do whatever it is that you want to do. That would be like saying to a baby, I don't have money to feed you. You're going to have to figure this out for yourself. You're going to have to start getting milk or getting your own diaper. No, babies cost money. So do businesses. Like you need to find the money, make the money, sell something. Like quit going out to eat. Why are you getting your nails done? Like get a second job. This is so much tough love, you guys, but these are things that people don't, like you see me now, but when I started my business, when it was a baby, I worked 2 part-time jobs on top of having the business. And I was going to school full time. Like I wasn't just sitting at home thinking, better start making money, right? I was doing things. My husband and I were selling things. We were going, we don't really need that. We're not really, like I remember we had a Wii. Okay, we don't play video games. We're like, we're selling that. Like Craigslist, eBay. We got rid of things and all the money we made, we just kept putting it back into the business because we knew one day that baby was going to grow up into a high schooler or up into however old and take care of us, right? And I just think so many people think this is going to be easy. It's going to be fine. It should start making money. I'll start investing when it starts making money, right? Like these are things I hear people say and I feel bad because I think if they don't change their beliefs, they're going to go out of business. Like this is not going to look good for them, okay? Not having money is not an excuse for why your business is suffering. Not having the time is not an excuse. Thinking I'll do it later when it's easier is not helping you, okay? I want you to understand, I've had people do some crazy things in a good way when they're like, I'm gonna make this work. Like I had a girl who wanted to do something in her business and she didn't have the funds. And I was kind of giving her some suggestions. She's like, no, I kind of already did that. No, I'm doing this. And she really did. Like, it wasn't like she was going out to eat or doing any of those things. And she was like, is it okay if I like start a Kickstarter campaign to do this thing? And I'm like, I mean, you could. I don't know if people are going to invest in it, but if you try to start a Kickstarter campaign to start this business or do this, you could see, you guys, she raised $5,000 on a Kickstarter campaign. Like, don't tell me you don't have time, you don't have money, you don't have this, you've got to get creative. These 3 lies are holding you back. These 3 lies have become a belief in your head that is stopping you from the success that you want. The dream that you keep dreaming, it's stopping that from becoming a reality, okay? Now, I know today I've been a complete Debbie Downer, but it's me breaking these lies up, getting you thinking in a different headspace so that tomorrow you are ready to go, ready to take action on how we can make this work in all 3 of those areas. We're going to be talking money, scheduling, calendar, all of that good stuff to really, really help you move forward, okay? But really start to ask yourself those questions. Are you saying any of those things? Are those things coming up for you? Maybe listen to this again and see what comes up and why that's coming up. It is possible. It is possible for you. I hope you believe that as much as I do.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to let you know the doors to the Profit Mastermind are now open. If you have a service-based small business and you are looking to generate leads and sales on autopilot, we have the program for you. It is 90 days, 25 women only. It is going to be a great mastermind, but also group coaching, weekly hot seats, private Facebook group. This is the program for you if you are looking to just really start to generate leads and sales every single day. Making more, but working less, really working smart, not always working so hard, okay? Go to shesbuildingherempire.com/profit mastermind for all of the details. Our next class begins very, very soon, and I want to make sure you don't miss out.
Now, today what we're going to talk about is some simplicity, some automation, things that are going to help you feel like you're doing more without actually doing more, okay? Because when it comes to finding new leads and new sales consistently using automation, using having like some sort of autopilot type system, the roadblocks we talked about yesterday of thinking it's going to be hard, not having the time, not having the money, you need to know that those are lies so that you can say, no, I can still do this, right? So we're going to talk about how to push past them, how to really get this set up this year, and how to find you time, how to find you money. We've got a lot of strategies. Today's going to be very, It's going to be filled with a lot where you're going to want to grab a paper and pen and take some notes, okay? Now, I am going to use my six-year-old as an example. So every morning I'm like trying to get her to get dressed by herself. I'm trying to teach her how to be self-sufficient, kind of like we talked about yesterday. It starts as a baby and you're teaching her all these things. And I'll have her, okay, put on this, go put on that. And she's trying to put on her pants and she's whining like, oh, this is so hard. I can't do this, mom. Like, I need your help. Like, she's constantly whining and she's doing it so that I give in and help her, right? And I feel like as grown adults, we do that strategy too. We think, well, if I just keep whining, if I keep saying how hard it's going to be or how I just don't get this, maybe somebody will come save the day, okay? And I want you to know that if you had to figure something out, if you had to create a funnel right now, today, if you had to scrounge up $500, if you had to find an hour today, if you had to, you would do it, right? But I feel like we might not want to bad enough, so therefore it doesn't happen, okay? The problem is with finding automation, finding ways to create systems that save us time and energy and money, because it takes time in the beginning to possibly set it up, right? We think, do I really need this? Will this really help me if I'm spending all this time? Kind of like when you have to hire somebody. You're like, it would just be faster for me to do it myself than for me to train somebody. Now, that might feel like it's true in that moment, but when you can help somebody in the beginning for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days, but it's going to save you weeks and months worth of time later down the road, you've got to understand that, right? We've got to look at what are the benefits of this, okay? So I want you to understand that just because you don't have to have an automated marketing funnel where we're gathering new leads and sales every day, like your business can truly run and survive without it. I'm not saying it can't. It has. It probably has been for however long. And you might be thinking, but why do I need it? My number one source of leads comes from referrals and we're doing just fine, right? The problem with that is it's out of your control. You cannot predict how many new leads, how many new sales are coming in every single day, every week, every month, and what kind of, I should say, like, how secure do you feel when you don't know where your next client is coming from? That is a scary, scary feeling. Does that make sense, you guys? If you had to find the time, make the money, figure out the tack, do the hard thing. If you had to, like if I said to you, your daughter's sick and you have to run to school right now, how could you get there? If you had to get $500 to get her a surgery or something, you would do it, right? Like you just have to understand that sometimes our why isn't strong enough in our business for us to make it happen, but it could be something completely different. All of a sudden we'll do it, okay? All right, so yesterday's lies, I'm going to work through them, but I'm going to show you how we get past them, okay? So it's funny because I just interviewed Selena. She's one of my powerhouse clients, and I interviewed her. She's going to air on the podcast coming up in just about 2 weeks, and I said to her, like, you very quickly started to scale, and I said, like, how did that happen? What was the reason that happened? And she said, I think I discovered very quickly with you that it wasn't as hard as I was making it out to be. And I'm like, ugh, like if everybody could just grasp that, okay? I literally said, how are you blowing up as fast as you've been doing? And the answer was, I just realized it wasn't as hard as I was making it out to be. So many of us think, this is hard. When will this get easier? But if we could just do the thing that we keep procrastinating on, keep like wondering how is this going to happen? If we could just get through it, you will be so grateful you did. Now, here is where I teach this to my team, and I want you to be thinking about this. So when I get to something that's just difficult and I don't know how to do it, okay, Know that there are so many places to go and find the answer, whether you Google, whether you YouTube, whether you ask like a mastermind that you're in, your friends, like a peer group, right? Every software system has their own tutorial or help desk. You can email somebody and they can send you the answer back immediately, okay? There are so many places to get the answer. But when somebody comes to me and they're like, hey, how do you do this? And I immediately think, okay, they haven't Googled. They haven't checked the software. Like, I'm using this software. They all have their own videos, tutorials, et cetera. They're looking for the easy way out. They're looking for me just to go, this is how you do it. Okay. And if a client or my team or anybody, right? Sometimes I'm getting people who are just, the people aren't even clients, but they're thinking, oh, maybe she'll just coach me. Maybe she'll just help me, right? I am trying to help you and coach you be as self-sufficient as possible, right? Because I want you to teach your team to be that way. I want you to teach your clients to be that way. So they won't do that unless you are doing that, right? So when you need something, you have to say to yourself, well, is this going to stop me? Like, am I going to let it stop me because I can't figure out how to do X, Y, or Z? Or could I very easily YouTube this thing and go do it, right? So even with tech, you guys, we have somebody on our team that does tech, but unfortunately, they aren't always available every second we need something. So my team will be like, okay, I'm going to go YouTube it. I'm going to go Google it, and we'll find it immediately. So if you ever catch yourself today saying, I need to do this, but it's hard, or I'm procrastinating, or I keep moving it from my calendar from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday to Friday, right? How many of you do that? I want you to start asking yourself, is this really as hard as I'm making it out to be? Okay. Now you might answer, yes, it is, which I'm going to challenge you, but I want you to actually just do it. There's so many times when I'm dreading my to-do list and finally I just go, I'm getting it done today. And every time I just get it done, I promise you guys, I say to myself, that really wasn't as hard as I was thinking it was going to be. It's always worse in my head than it is when I actually just get it done, okay? So lie number one was that this is going to be hard, right? Tech is going to be hard. And I want you to know that that lie we are throwing away. We are no longer letting us let stop us, because people, I went to a conference recently and they talked about tech for an entire day. And I will tell you, the person on stage just kept saying things like, I can feel the energy. I can feel the confusion. I can feel that you all are so burnt out and you don't want to continue. And I was watching this and I was just like observing how frozen in their tracks these people were, and how literally I knew they were never going to go home and implement it because they couldn't even fathom listening to it, let alone implementing it. Okay. Now, lie number two and number three, I don't have the time, I don't have the money. I think this goes hand in hand, because what I tell people when they're confused about something and they can't figure it out, I'm like, then you're gonna have to hire somebody. Like, you're just gonna have to outsource it. And that's when they say, well, I don't have the money to do that. I'm like, well, then you're gonna have to take the time to learn how to do it, right? You don't get to have it be easy and not spend time and not spend money. That's just not gonna be possible. If you were picturing for this to be easy and you to spend $0 and you not to have to spend any of your time learning how to do anything new, you probably shouldn't be in a business. Like, you probably shouldn't own a business, right? So I really, really want you to understand that with the time versus money situation, you will have to decide, what are you gonna spend more of? Because you're gonna spend both. But the question is, which one do you want to spend more of, okay? And it might not be which one do you want to spend, but which one do you need to spend more of? Meaning, maybe you don't have a lot of money to invest in your business, so you're going to invest more time. You're going to be spending a lot more time reading blogs, listening to podcasts, YouTubing things, right? Maybe because you can't outsource having somebody help you create this funnel, you are going to have to learn how to do it, okay? There are so many ladies that I see so much potential in when I'm coaching them, talking to them, like watching them on Instagram. But I'm like, ugh, I can see which lie is holding her back. I can see which one she is allowing herself to believe that's stopping her, okay? So the time and money thing is really real. Now, I'm in a place where I would rather spend the money than the time. So what do I mean by that? I would rather, let's say, instead of volunteering my time at school, I would maybe need to give a donation to them to help in whatever situation. Now, I'm not saying I never volunteer my kids' school. Before you place judgment on me for that. I was just at a field trip on Friday, but I'm just kind of telling you, I'm not the classroom mom. I'm not the girl that's always volunteering my time. I'm in a place right now where I need to spend more money and not spend the time. But back in the day when I didn't have a lot of money, I would always spend the time because I knew I didn't have the money to invest. So I would do things that would take me a lot longer until I was able to go, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to make this work. Okay. So again, if I forced you to figure out how to create your own marketing funnel, if I forced you, like if there was some crazy punishment where you knew, oh my goodness, she is going to do this to me if I do not have this done by the end of the day today, you would do it. Like you would figure it out. You would make yourself do it. The problem is we don't have enough leverage on ourselves to make it happen. That's the problem, you guys. You have to have leverage. Like anytime you need something from somebody, you just need leverage. That's all you need. When my child doesn't want to brush her teeth or doesn't want to do something, I know that I have so much leverage on this kid that if she wants her iPad or she wants her anything, all I have to do is bring that up and she's like, okay, I'm going to go brush my teeth. Thank you. It's like you need leverage on yourself, but it's hard because there's not really a great way to have that leverage on ourselves without thinking, I'll just do it tomorrow, right? Like being our own boss is really, really difficult. So let's kind of just circle back to lie number two, which is I don't have the time. Okay, today we're going to find the time. We're going to make the time, all right? So I want you, this is probably not something you're going to do right this second, especially if you're watching your phone and your calendar's on your phone. But today what I want you to do is I want you to look at your calendar just today, just Tuesday, and I want you to look at one area that I feel like, let's say your child is like profusely throwing up at school and the teacher is going, you have to get here right now. Okay. But conveniently you can decide when that's happening today. Okay. If I had to tell you this is going to happen today, when would you like it to happen? You had to pick an hour of your day. Where would you fit it in? Okay. And the reason I say it like this is it's hard to find the right time, but when you have to get rid of 1 hour of your day that you're like, okay, I would do it here. That's what I want you to do with your schedule, okay? I want you to find an hour of your day, and then I want you to do that every single day for the rest of the week. If that happened tomorrow, what would you get rid of? So I might be looking at my calendar going, well, okay, I've got this 1 hour here. Maybe I'm gonna watch TV tonight because the Bachelor finale's on. I would probably put it during that time, right? Like, well, tomorrow, no, it's pretty jam-packed. I'd probably have to do it with that podcast that I said I was going to do that. I'm like, why did I say I was going to do that? It's not even my ideal target audience. I probably would put it there, right? And then the next day I'm like, oh, I volunteered to do this thing, which I should never have said because I'm so busy. I would probably stick it there. And pretty soon you start to realize the bad habits and the things that you tolerated, you allowed to go on your calendar and you allowed to put them there. And we're going to start to remove them one by one by one, okay? So every single day, you're finding 1 hour where you can delete something and put this in. Now, if you're like, I am so maxed out, I work, 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 I want you to start to say, but everything you're doing, is it really serving you? Is it really helping you move the needle? How many of you know you're filling your calendar up with things that shouldn't be on there? Be honest. Like, are there things that you look at your calendar and go, why did I say yes to that? Why is this on my calendar today? Okay. So if it's easier than you thought to get rid of an hour, find two. Okay. If you can get rid of one and you're going, wow, that was a little too easy, find the second hour. Now, if you're feeling overextended, I want you to think about the things that you're saying yes to that maybe you shouldn't be. So if you're feeling like, oh, I'm always the person volunteering to pick up the kids and drop them off and carpool and play dates and all of that, like you're that mom, that's great if you enjoy it, but if it's making you feel burnt out and you're overextended and you have to stop being the yes person, then you need to stop doing that, okay? If you're privately coaching people in your DMs because you feel bad because they're asking you questions and instead of working on your business, you're working on theirs, you need to reevaluate your situation, okay? There are so many things that people do that I don't wanna like blame them and say, why do they do this? They're doing it because you're allowing them to do it. you're tolerating it and they think it's acceptable. Okay. If you have a client who you think is abusing the boundaries and just constantly crossing them, if you haven't said something or warned her or let her know that this isn't the way that you want to be contacted or it's just too much or any of that, you're letting her think that this is a completely acceptable behavior. Okay. We are tolerating too much stuff, especially on our calendars. We are overscheduling our kids. We are overscheduling ourselves. And then we're running around like a crazy person. I just read this parenting book and I can't tell you which one it is because I read like three in a row. But I read this book and it was saying how the kids eat in the car because they are running from activity to activity to activity. And when you are like scheduling your kids in a way that actually makes sense, there's really no reason for them to eat in the car. And ever since I read that book, anytime they're eating in the car, I think to myself, why are they eating in the car? Like, are we rushing so much that we're overscheduling ourselves and my kids have to eat while we're driving? Which it's such a normal thing. So you're probably even thinking that's crazy that she thinks that's weird eating in the car. Trust me, by the food, the crumbs on my floor, you would know that we really do eat in the car. But my point is, I'm looking at this going, why are we overscheduling ourselves? Can they really not wait the 15-minute car ride home from school? Like, can we really not go from one to another activity, right? So just really looking at the concept of overscheduling yourself, overscheduling your kids because it affects your schedule, right? So no more I shoulds, okay? You say yes because you think you should, not because you actually want to. You feel bad that people are always asking you to do something, so you should, so you do it. But then you resent them for doing it after, okay? These are not things you should be doing. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I'm working on this priority right now. I'm so sorry, but my schedule is completely maxed out. I'm only focusing on X, Y, or Z, okay? You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel bad about that. Now, I only want you to say yes if you can honestly tell me that you enjoy this activity, you love this activity, or if it's something where you feel like, no, it is going to give me that return on my investment, okay? No more getting excited about everything. You've got to let the FOMO go. And I totally am the pot calling the kettle black because I am that FOMO girl. I feel like I need to do everything, but I really have to stop and ask myself, is this the best use of my time, right? I also want you to be thinking about blocking off your one thing in the morning so that even if you feel overscheduled, there's still this private time you've protected where it's just for you to work on it. If you don't have time to work on building leads and sales in an automated system, like somebody literally, they were going to sign up for my program and they're like, yeah, we just don't have time. And I said, that's fine. If you don't have the time, then you have to outsource it. You need to find somebody to do this for you. And she actually said, yeah, the person on my team that was going to do it said she just doesn't have the time either. And my question to them without like prying or making them feel bad, but I really wanted to say, where is your focus? Like you need to grow, but you're not focusing on new leads and new sales. That's scary. I don't know what else you could be focusing on if you need to grow in your business, right? Marketing isn't something you just do like an hour a week, right? It's something we practice every single day. It is a success habit that happens daily, okay? Last tip about your calendar. I color code mine by work, personal, and like kid stuff. So when I start to see lots of yellows or lots of blue or lots of green, whatever colors you're using, you'll start to see habits and patterns like, wow, the kids have a lot of activities, or wow, there's not a lot of kids stuff going on here and I'm working a lot, or wow, there's not very much personal stuff. Like I want you to start looking and observing at your calendar. When you color code, it will kind of pop and show you where maybe you need to focus more of your time and energy on, or where it's getting too much time and energy being put towards, okay? All right, lie number three. Actually, I'm gonna go back one more time and say this. Childcare. I can't believe it. I don't know why I even said that. I totally can believe this because this used to be me too. The amount of people that still come to me and say, I have the kids at home with me and I just don't have time to get this business up and running, not even up and running, but just get this business successful while I'm watching my kids. Like nap time just isn't cutting it anymore. Or the worst is when they turn a certain age and they stop napping and you're trying to work from home while raise your kids. And, I was talking to one of my powerhouse clients and she said, the answer is I just need more childcare. Like I don't need anything else except for childcare because I just can't get stuff done in my business. Like right now, if my kids were home, you guys, I couldn't even focus on this Facebook Live. They'd be running in here. I'd be nervous of, are they going to come in? What's going to happen? Then all of a sudden I'd be distracted. I'd hear them cry. I'd go over, I'd do something, right? It's like, you've got to make sure that you're spending time. I like to really separate, like, this is work and this is me being a mom. And I don't like to cross it over. I don't like to do both. I don't want my kids always seeing me on my laptop or always seeing me on my phone. And that's why it's like when the kids are home, it's family time. And when they're gone, it's work mode. You're not going to see me on the couch. You're not going to see me flipping through my phone. There's a time and a place to figure out what that looks like. Okay. So please know that if you need childcare, don't feel guilty about getting childcare. I could see if you don't have the money for it, but to say, oh, I just couldn't let somebody else raise my kids, or I feel like I should be, that mom guilt, you've got to let go of. Okay. All right. Last lie. I don't have the money. Okay. So this was something somebody had said to me once is, if your child needed like a mandatory immediate surgery, like she needs it today and it's going to cost $500, where would you get that money? What would you do? Okay. Like an emergency 500. Now, if you're like 500, that's nothing. Make it a number, be that like something that would challenge you, right? Like make it 1,000, make it 5,000. Like what would that number be for you to go, what would I do? How would I do this? So a couple places I want you to like look for this extra cash. In your house, first of all, what are extra things that you're not using? They're just sitting here. They're like old things where you used to love them, but you don't do it anymore. You don't love it anymore. Especially in places like the garage, the basement, places you never, you don't even know you have these things. What can you sell? How can you bring in some extra cash by things you have? So yesterday I was interviewed on Natalie Jill Fitz's podcast, and she said to me, like, where did you find the money in the beginning? Because in the beginning, you're saying you didn't have income. You were young. Like, this was, were you taking loans out? Like, what did that look like? And I said, no, I was like sacrificing. I was working two part-time jobs to cover my business. So I was getting those part-time jobs, that income. And then anytime I would have something like, we're not using this, let's sell it. I would put it on Craigslist. I would do any of that stuff. And I feel like so many people can use that excuse of, I can't get ClickFunnels. I can't hire an assistant. Are you crazy? Like, how could I pay her? I couldn't do this. You're using these money stories to say you can't do it. But then the next example would be, fine, then do it yourself. You'll have to spend the time. You're like, but I don't have the time. You can't have both of those be your problems. Like, we've got to figure out where this is coming from. So one of the things that I felt really funny about even just this past year, I always do loans back to back, which is so stupid on my part, like lesson learned, not lesson learned. I could keep doing these, but anyway, this year we bought a house, not this house, a rental property. And we did a huge remodel at one of our buildings, and I did them at the exact same time. So that's fun. One loan is fun. Two loans is just so much fun. And, we got into a little bit of a money issue where I needed cash. And, I remember I was like, oh, we have this boat. I could sell the boat, but I don't want to sell the boat. Not even because, you guys, we use the boat. This is the craziest part. We really used our boat maybe like once or twice a summer. And like one of those trips would be like to take it out of our garage or out of storage to the lake to put it there. It wasn't even like we were actually using it. It was almost more annoying than anything. But I felt like, what will people think if I sell my boat, right? What will people think? Like, will they think, she must be hurting. Like, business might not be good. She had to sell her boat. I literally had these money thoughts of, what's the judgment going to be from other people? Okay. And that, I'm so glad I sold it, because I've got to break free from those types of judgments, those types of thoughts going on in my head. Nobody said that to me. It was in my head. I said it to myself, right? So I really want you to stop thinking, but what if, like, what if I really did get out of our nice house and go into an apartment to have this extra cash flow? What would people think? What would people say if I got rid of my really nice fancy car and drove something much cheaper, but it would give me an extra $500 a month in my business, right? But what would people think? It's like, we can't stop thinking about what other people think of us. So be careful, because I do it to myself all the time. But even though I think about it, at least I go, I'm doing it anyway. Like, I don't care. Another one, in your current expenses. If you're going out to eat, getting your nails done, date nights, vacations, Starbucks, I don't care if you're spending $3 on a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you guys. These are things that you don't understand how little stuff adds up. And you understand when you look at your credit card bill and you're like, whoa, what did I buy this month? And then you look and you're like, oh, it was just like 10 here, 20 there, 99 there, like nothing crazy. But little things add up, okay? So I want you to understand that your current expenses are holding you back. So when somebody says to me, oh, I got rid of ClickFunnels or I got rid of lead pages. I'm just going to do it on my WordPress website or I'm just going to do it over here. I'm thinking it's 37, like I think lead pages is $37 a month. What do you mean you can't afford to get the software that's going to help you build these funnels? What do you mean? But then yet she's getting her nails done. Like that kind of stuff blows my mind. Okay. You have to get your priorities straight. I want you to evaluate your expenses. This was a habit that I started probably a year ago. And I think I learned this from Catherine Zinkina. We're in a mastermind together. And I think I heard her, she's a money girl. So this could be from her. But I remember somebody saying, like, I wake up every morning and I check my bank account. And I say to myself, was this something that positively is going to affect my business? Or is this something I'm kind of already regretting? Like when you buy something yesterday and go, what was I thinking, right? Like this is not good. It resets your mind today to go, okay, I gotta not do that. I can't keep blowing money that's not gonna help me get a return on my investment. So every day I look at what did I spend yesterday? What did I bring in? And it's the habit of saying thank you. So this is gonna sound so silly, but every time I get a Stripe notification in my email, I still have them come into my email. I don't care how many come in a day. I literally thank the person out loud. If you have ever bought something from me and the Stripe notification has come through my email, I will literally be like, Kelly Sims, thank you so much, which Kelly did buy the Profit Mastermind. So I really did say thank you. I'm literally like thanking you, like thank you for your trust in me. I want to make sure that I don't I want to make sure that I'm not taking for granted the people that are trusting me and purchasing my things. I'm thanking them money coming in, and then I'm looking at what's going out and saying, is this the best use of my money? Because we are given this responsibility to treat this money with respect. And I think a lot of us just blow it thinking, well, it's for the business. It's a write-off. Okay. Be careful with the it's a write-off comment, because just because it's technically a write-off doesn't mean it's a good write-off. Doesn't mean you spent the best use of your money with that. So be really careful. Okay. Outside help. This was a crazy activity that I want to quickly share and then we'll wrap up. I was at a social media marketing world like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was sitting next to a mastermind friend that I had just met like it was March, so probably 2 months ago. I'd only known the guy for 2 months. And the activity was, if you needed to find $10,000 right now and you couldn't ask a family member, who would you go to? Now, this was 2 years ago. Today, I actually could probably ask quite a few people. But 2 years ago, I really didn't know a lot of people that I would just be like, that wouldn't be family, because my first go-to would be my family. But who could I ask with feeling like they would give it to me, right? $10,000. And I remember I said to the guy that I was sitting next to, I don't know. I don't think I have people like this. I think I would ask my family. And besides my family, I don't know who I could even ask. And he just kept asking me, Stacy, who would you ask? And I'm like, I'm not lying. And he literally said to me, well, you would ask me, right? Like, why wouldn't you ask me? I'm like, I met you 2 months ago. I'm not going to ask you for $10,000. But it was such a good activity, because when you start to think like, where would I go? Where would I find this money? What would I do? It's interesting to see. And it also shows like two years ago, I don't think I was up leveling the people I was hanging around enough to say I would ask them and they would give it to me, right? Whereas these days I am hanging around a different crowd who, crazy enough, could probably be like, yeah, no problem. Let me get my checkbook. Let me Venmo you the money. Like, that's crazy. But it also shows you too, who are you hanging around? Are you hanging around the right crowd? Okay. Last comment, barter or trade your services with somebody. If you have great services that you can offer, you might be able to give your services in exchange for them doing it. So let's say you're a copywriter and you have a friend who's in tech. Like, could you write his copy and he writes he does your tech for you? Like, how can you trade services? All right. That's if you don't have the money to do that. So I want you to understand, like, we have got to get resourceful. So your homework for today, you guys, is that 1 hour, like, where is it coming from? Where are you putting it in? And then what are you going to put in there instead? Maybe it's going to be time to be building your funnel. Maybe it's going to be time to investing in the tech, the hard stuff that is just holding us back, right? I also want you to find, not that you're going to go sell something, but what would you do if you needed $500 today? Like, where would that come from? What would you do? Who would you ask if you absolutely had to? Challenge yourself if you're like, 500 would be easy, then give yourself a bigger number. Like the 10,000, that was a number for me was going, that's a big number. Like that's a good significant amount of money, right? So I want you to understand that. Now, I want you to catch yourself today if you're saying, "Ooh, this is hard. I don't know if I could do this." Like anytime you ask or say to yourself, like, "This isn't easy," or "This is going to be hard," I want you to stop and say, "Is that true? Or could I find the answer somewhere online?" Okay. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the biggest mistakes when creating an automated funnel. And when I say funnel, I just mean a customer attraction system, a way to attract new leads and new sales, and then what to do about it. So when you know what those mistakes are, how are you going to make sure that those don't affect you? What are you going to do to make sure that you can set this up successfully? Okay. Let's jump into part three. So today is all about three biggest marketing funnel mistakes that are really the easiest to fix if you know that you've got to be checking it, okay? So funnels aren't magic immediately, okay? If they're done right, they're magic. They're this magic formula that just keeps bringing you new leads and new sales, and you can just very quickly scale them, okay? When done right. The problem is a lot of people don't know what they're doing in the beginning. A lot of people are going, "Stacy, what is a marketing funnel?" Right? This is new to them. So I want to just kind of dive into three areas where I want you to really give yourself an honest look in the mirror. Is this you? Is this where you're struggling? Okay. And we're going to get you there. We're going to get you through it. So the biggest mistake is these funnels are every piece of the funnel, what we call like this pipeline. They're thrown together. They're not actually made for one another. You're kind of like looking in your closet and you're like, "I guess I'll wear this top and this bottom and I'll throw on a scarf and I'll throw on these earrings." And you hope it looks good, but it wasn't actually made to go together. Does that make sense? So I want you to actually start from scratch, and I want you to create this amazing freebie that leads into amazing small offer that leads into the bigger upsell, right? And if they don't make sense, they won't get you the results you want. So people will say, "I've got all these people opting in, getting my freebie, but nobody's buying the next thing." But like the shirt doesn't match the pants, and we're confused why it's not working, okay? So don't just grab whatever you want and throw it together and think people are going to just eat it all up. Like that's not gonna happen, all right? I used to do this and I didn't understand I was doing it, but I would go, "You know what, I can create a freebie of like the 10 best interview questions to ask like when you're interviewing somebody." And then I would go and I would make the next thing for sale be something about how to get leads on social media, right? And it's just like, I couldn't see it because I kept thinking, well, it's a great freebie and it's a great offer, but they weren't going together. And I think I was listening to people saying how you need a freebie, you need a freebie, you need a free value of some sort. Yes, but that's only one piece of it. Okay, does that make sense? I hope so. All right. So another thing too is with this making sense and leading them there, it has to make sense for the person to say, "Yes, I want this. I need this." Don't be everything but the kitchen sink. Don't be like, "Here's how you can have a crazy successful business." Nobody is saying, "You know, I need to learn how to have a crazy successful business." No, they're saying, "I need to learn how to get 10,000 followers on Instagram so I can do this feature or that feature. I need to learn how to build an email list. I need to learn how to fill in the blank," okay? Nobody is just looking for this generic thing, but we think, "I'll teach them everything. I'll sell them everything. They need everything." They might be looking for one thing. That's it. And they probably are looking for one thing. You're trying to upsell them into a million different products, and they'll get there if they're the right fit. But what's the first thing? What's one thing you can get them into? Don't overwhelm them with all of the things you think they need right away. Okay. All right. So that's number one. And I want you to take a good look in the mirror and say, "Does mine make sense? Am I just throwing them together, or did I build this in a way that it's going to lead them there?" Okay. Number two is people will build a funnel and they'll just throw money at it immediately. And then they're thinking, "Well, did I hire a bad Facebook ads manager, or my funnel must be broken," or whatever they're thinking. But really, we want to try it out with our warm audience first, okay? So before we ever go and pay money on a Facebook ad or any other place else, Google AdWords, we want to make sure that this funnel actually converts with our warm audience, okay? If it doesn't convert with somebody a little bit warmer, it will never convert with somebody colder, okay? So I really want you to think about that. Have you tested it enough? Can you post, you know, this link on your Facebook page or talk about it on Instagram or, you know, share it someplace public and see if anybody takes you up on it in your warm market before you say, let's throw $1,000 at this on Facebook ads and see if it works, okay? I don't want you to waste your budget until it's time to actually start investing in Facebook ads, okay? And that leads to a whole other slew of problems. If I was on Facebook Live right now, they would be like, how much should I spend on Facebook ads and how should I test? And yes, you guys, there's a lot to that. There's a lot of things that we have to work through. And this is something we definitely dive into in the Profit Mastermind. So if that interests you, make sure you're kind of checking that out. This is part of the Propel Effect strategy that we create and that we do in the program. But it is a big, big process. And messing up on one of these little areas can cost you a lot of money, especially if you go down the rabbit hole of paid advertising, okay? So number two is jumping in too soon and spending money on it when you haven't even tested it warm, all right? Number three is knowing what's to track and what's important and what's not, okay? Getting super fixated on the wrong part of the funnel. So I always tell people, picture a pipe, right? It's a pipeline. Picture a pipe. If you have like a disgusting hairball or something in the beginning of the pipe, but you keep cleaning out the end of it where there's no problem, it's not really going to help what you're doing. You've got to fix the pipe, right? You've got to fix it where the problem is in the beginning. So you want the water to flow through that pipe, right? We want customers coming in. We want leads coming in. The question is, where are they stopping? Where are they not converting, right? So we want to have this amazing journey. We get them in with something for free. We try to convert them from free to paid. We keep them engaged. We keep them excited about the opportunity to continue to work with us so we increase their lifetime value. So these are all things we're thinking about. But when you are focusing on creating the customer experience in the beginning right now, but you are getting stuck getting new leads and new sales and all of that, we're kind of doing it out of order, okay? One of the things that I teach in the Profit Mastermind is customer experience, but I don't even let the class doesn't even get to jump into that part of the program until they show us their funnel that's up and running. And people might think, wow, that's really kind of like brutal or crazy. Like, how do you not give them permission to move on? They don't need the next step if they don't have the beginning of the pipeline, right? We so easily make up excuses and reasons why I'll just do that part. It's going to be easier. Well, yeah, it'll be easier, but are you going to get the results you're looking for? Probably not. So be really, really careful. So I want you to be tracking. We call these KPIs, right? Like there are these key priority indicators where we need to know what our opt-in rate is, what our conversion rate is when they are on that opt-in page, they go to the thank you page, are they getting whatever that next step is? When somebody books a trial in my building, but they don't show up, what percentage of those leads are coming in? So there are so many different steps in so many different areas, and we need to track all of those stages to figure out what is the problem? Like, where is the biggest problem? How can I increase my conversion? How can I go from maybe 20% to 25%? Like, how can I just up it a little bit, all right? So I really want you to know, like, these numbers are so important, and if you don't have a set goal or a set list of where you're trying to hit, or you've never even looked at your numbers, you've got an amazing opt-in page, you think, but you haven't actually checked what the conversion rate is, we've got to slow down. We've got to slow down. We've got to look at where these are going, what's happening, where the problems are, so this pipeline can flow with lots and lots of new customers. I promise you, funnels work for everyone. If it's not working for you right now, it's probably because you're missing the mark in one of these areas. So evaluate. If you have a coach, have them evaluate your funnel. If you need more assistance, think about joining the Profit Mastermind. These are things we're going through. I'm looking at every single person's funnel, all right? I'm going to quickly share with you the details of the Profit Mastermind. If this sounds like something you're interested in, you guys, the doors are open right now. We start the program April 1st. I'm only taking in 25 women for this class. Now, in the Mastermind, we teach you what numbers to track. What numbers are good? What numbers are bad? What numbers are just not going to work? Well, we maybe need to start completely over with this funnel. All right. We are going to show you what it looks like. We have a funnel library where you can clone our funnels. We teach you how to clone them. We teach you how to have your team clone them. Or if you're going, I don't have the time, I don't have the team, we give you resources where you can just hire people to do it for you. They're not on our team, but they're people that we use specifically to do our funnels, okay? We have weekly hot seats where I'm coaching right in the Facebook group, a Facebook group for 90 days where you can ask any question you have. Every single question is guaranteed to be answered by our Facebook community manager who is in there every single weekday for those 90 days. We do monthly group Zoom calls where you can ask me any questions you have, and then lifetime access to the Propel Effect with all the funnels, all the cloning capabilities, anything you need. Every time we update it, you get it. We teach you how to build your highest converting funnel. We teach you how to spend money on Facebook ads, what's too much, where you should start, when is it actually working, and then how do we scale it? How fast do we scale it? Those important numbers we just talked about. What's a kind of a good range? What's a great range? What's a time to start over? This isn't working range, right? And there's just a lot of accountability. Helping you stay consistent when things just aren't working, because that's the problem, is things don't work and then you think, this isn't working, this isn't going to work for me, so you quit. And we're really there to help you in those 90 days get to where you want to go. So if you want more information on it, you can book a call with our team, see if you're a good fit. You can go to shesbuildingherempire.com/profit mastermind. All of the details are there. We begin April 1st. Don't miss your chance on this class. We haven't opened up this program in over a year. So if this is something that sounds exciting, this is the time to jump right in, all right? All right, you guys, thank you so much for catching this three-part series. I really hope that you are stopping the excuses. No more, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, this is too hard for me. You know that if you wanted it bad enough, you would make it work. You would show up, you would do the work, you would get results, right? Because you know your success is inevitable. You just have to be consistent. That is the word, that the key word that I want you to remember is be consistent. How bad do you want it? Even when times are tough, you're going to keep going. You're going to keep trying, because it is going to be worth it in the end. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to catch you next time. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.